I'd like to welcome everyone to the Hackathon Clinic contributor call. Thank you very much for all of the submissions that we received and your interest in doing something a little different for this Ontology Summit. So let's see, we're planning to actually kind of divide this among Peter, Ken, and I. I think I'm going to kind of lead the initial discussion, basically going through and selecting among the proposals. Ken's going to chime in on some of the technical issues, and then Peter's going to lead the scheduling discussion a little later in the call. So the three of us actually got together a week or so ago. And the other thing I would note, to everybody, is the link that Peter posted at 12 o'clock to the Hackathon Clinics page. So you may want to bring that up. That's the includes the list of all of the proposals that were submitted and is kind of the authoritative place for collecting information on these. So basically, we received 7 hackathon proposals, 4 Ontology clinic proposals, 2 focused on ontologies, and 2 more focused on tools, and 2 application clinic proposals. Let's see. One of the things that came up, and I will try to post these. Give me just a moment here. Was some kind of suggested selection criteria, at least for the hackathons. I just posted that. This is kind of what emerged from the discussion from Peter, Ken, and I. One is the relevance to the Ontology Summit theme, ontology evaluation. There are a number of, there were several proposals that, we thought were good and useful work, kind of moving different projects forward, but, didn't really, at least directly, have a lot of, focus on, ontology evaluation. The second one was that the project can really produce a meaningful result in a day or a weekend, essentially that it's kind of well-scoped and well-defined. And to some extent, this may be a function of the maturity of some of the underlying systems and so forth that are involved. And the third was basically that it actually involves multiple groups, particularly folks that are not involved in a bunch of other projects and might be spread too thin. We kind of felt like if a project just really involved one group, that they could kind of just do that by themselves anytime. So those are kind of just guidelines that we kind of used in coming up with some of our thoughts. So we did actually have some recommendations, in terms of merging or shifting some of the proposals, and I'll put those here as well. So one of them was to take the H1 and H2 proposals, which are both dealing with Jeff, the formatting got screwed up a little here, but potentially A1, which is focused on iChoose, but is the one of the main target domains initially for Jeff, and to really start that with an application clinic that could be focused more on design issues. We did. I don't know if Joanne is on yet, unfortunately, but. We did identify Ken McCloskey has a H1 I think is looking for a use case ontology or to develop a use case ontology that can be used for Jeff, and Ken McCloskey has one already that he developed partly in support of OOR, and we wondered if that might be a candidate. So and sort of evaluating its fitness for that application, you know, would really fit well into the idea of an application clinic. The other thought we had was that some of the efforts that might really start with application clinics, if we do them, say, the first weekend of the series, we've identified 3 weekends as candidates, that those could might then actually do a more hackathon-like project on one of the subsequent weekends. But we felt that some of these could use a little more refinement before people start necessarily writing code. So the same was kind of true. So that was true kind of with the BACnet proposal, H5, as well. You know, there's been a fair amount of discussion back and forth on the email list, which is fantastic, but kind of solidifying that and focusing that on an application clinic we think would be a good thing. And then again, maybe it could follow into some implementation later in the series. And the other thought was the Q3 proposal explicitly mentioned use of Oquery as one of the tools, the evaluation tools. And we thought as a result that Q4 could be merged into Q3. So the labels here basically are on the Hackathon Clinics page. Peter added those recently just to kind of make it easier to discuss and refer to some of these proposals. Let's see, Amanda, you had a question, Q greater than zero?
Yeah, no. Amanda's right, it's O. 4 and 03, not Q.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Thank you. That makes sense. I was typing too quickly. Thank you. Okay, so I'm not quite sure what makes sense to do next. You know, one option would be to kind of go through and, you know, discuss each of the proposals in a little more detail. Assuming we have representatives for most of them, some of those selection criteria in mind. The other thing we'd like to do is to really kind of collect interest in each of these projects. And, you know, if people want to add comments like the ones under H5, for example, or of their interest in some of these projects, you know, that would be fine. There's a number of folks who put kind of general interest things in the sign-up at the bottom, but most of them actually didn't refer to specific proposals. So, but they, does that seem like it makes sense to go through and talk about the individual proposals?
My suggestion is maybe get a first reaction on this consolidation, and maybe if there are other proposals too on consolidation. The fewer projects we end up with, I mean, my opinion only, is better. The plan is not just to involve this group, I mean, those who have made the proposal or even those who have signed up, but after we've consolidated and picked the dates, we will announce openly again so that others interested could join us as well. In particular, I'm thinking of, let's say, getting the, for example, the Semantic Media Wiki folks involved. They may not have a lot of experience in ontology evaluation, but I mean they definitely have a lot more experience than we do on, for example, developing applications or mashups on Semantic Media Wikis, for example. So those might also be interesting. So I guess comments on the at least the first cut consolidation plans, especially those who are in your, if your project has been sort of merged or recategorized, you might want to comment on that.
Yeah, so Joel has his
Joel.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be fine moving to an application clinic. This BACnet ontology is going to be part of a development process. So I guess, you know, there's a fine line between, calling for help during the development process and then calling for help for the evaluation of a development process. You know, one is sort of cyclical, and then one is kind of, you know, if I dump this thing on somebody at the end, what can they tell me about it? So, for me, I'd like to, continue this as a development process and then maybe end up with a clinic at the end. And at the last time that we had one of the larger conference calls, there was sort of some shuffling about what the division was between these different groups. And I had jokingly made a point that I was going to wait for Amanda's revised text on the difference between them. But that's just my thought.
Can I respond to Joel?
Sure.
Yeah, well, one reason why we sort of suggested moving the BACnet proposal to an application clinic is there are actually two. One is developing an ontology is not sort of totally consistent with the ontology evaluation theme of the hackathon.
Yep.
And secondly, we thought that actually taking a step back and sort of asking what is the right thing to do probably will in the long run be beneficial to your project. I also have a sort of ulterior motive in that Mike Gruninger and others staging. I mean, you've probably noticed a sort of huge initiative on ontology-based standards, and this work of yours will probably lend itself a very good position in that mini series or that sort of that range of activities. And if we can start it right, since the heck day or two, by going through the clinic process of saying, I mean, what is it that we should be developing and what would be the process to do it, Amanda's mapped out process of how one could start, that might be beneficial. That's just one thought. Of course, it's still your project and you make the call.
No. I like that. I completely concur. Thank you.
So I had a couple thoughts there too. One is, I think I've been thinking of the application clinics as kind of having a range from, a brainstorming session about a new idea to kind of a design review, basically, for things that are fairly mature and kind of, many would probably fall in between, where it's kind of, gee, I'm thinking of using this ontology, does it fit? Which is a kind of a good example of looking at for the ontology evaluation in terms of fitness for a specific application. The other thing that we talked about a little bit is that since we have essentially a virtual hackathon rather than a physical one, we lose some of the interactive features of a physical telecon, but we have a little more flexibility. If people want to do some more work, in advance, which could help if there's some kind of serialization issues and things like that. So one of the reasons I sent you the message offline was about whether you already had done the extraction from some of the PDF documents, was that that's probably something that kind of is you know, precondition for much of the other other work. So, you know, if that's done in advance, that's, you know, a big help to kind of be able to, you know, paralyze some of the later phases. You know, potentially, if groups decide to do it, you know, they might actually have, you know, kind of multiple telecons or things like that, you know, over a couple of days, maybe a short telecon to kick off, and then, you know, more of a dedicated kind of work session later after people have had a chance to kind of think things through. So, you know, some of those things may be helpful as well, and that also kind of, you know, fits in with the idea of doing some application clinic and then some implementation.
But before Astrid, I want to just alert everyone. I've updated the hackathon page. If you refresh now, there's an A3. So H5, what used to be H5, is now labeled A3. Also, I think at the organizing committee meeting, Amanda also suggested that her ontology of ontology evaluation, originally posted as A2, should actually be a hackathon project, which I would agree. So A2 is now also H8. At the end of the day, we'll cut out, I mean, the extraneous numbers and only leave the numbers that we will actually be putting out it on the hackathon or the clinic base. And of course, then we'll also allocate the timing for those. So to Amanda, Astrid is, yeah, okay. Amanda says yes. All right. So.
Okay. Great.
Astrid.
Astrid, you also have your hand up?
Astrid.
You may need to do *7. We're still not hearing you.
Hello.
Yeah, you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to talk about the merging of co-factor into co-factor. But I don't think that I think I would be fine to merge co-factor into co-factor into co-factor, but I think the proposal will be changed because the idea of our proposal is to do the validation and include metrics in Aqua. And the idea of the another is to use Aqua to measure the feedback. Yeah. And I think the maybe it will be to change the proposal and to make a initial validation of Aqua and then to use Aqua to measure fit. I think it could be fine, but I think the proposal will change the definition.
Okay. Do other folks have thoughts on this?
What was it, Mike?
Oh, I was wondering if other folks have thoughts on O3 and O4.
Yeah, I actually didn't hear Astrid very well. Mike, to make out, and if you did, could you sort of repeat?
Yeah, I can, let's see, I had a little trouble hearing as well, but I think the thought was that, you know, this would kind of change the character of O4 somewhat, that they were, you know, interested in evaluating the tool, I think Astrid would actually, you know, support, you know, merging them, you know, realizing that the proposal kind of is modified somewhat. And you know, I could kind of see this maybe as kind of a two-step thing as well, where, you know, we do the O3 first, and then if there are things that are identified, you know, that for additional, additions to acquire, then, you know, that might be done sort of as a follow-up. Is that a fair characterization, Astrid?
Sure. When you say that to add some characteristics and metrics to acquire, and then we can apply acquire to measure fibo.
I think so. Yeah, I'm still having a little trouble with the phone line. So.
Yes, I agree with Astrid. Is that the proposal will need to be changed? Actually, after the consolidation and the merging, we will probably need to have each of the sort of the whose projects are selected to massage the proposal a little bit to include things that have merged into it, I mean the nature that has changed and so on to sort of set the post a finalized proposal. Fair?
Yes, I think we can need to email and organize the proposal.
Okay, Peter, do you think it makes sense to go through the individual proposals and maybe in particular kind of, you know, look for interest from among the folks that are here in participating?
Sure, please. I know Ken is on the call now, but you're not on the chat, so Ken, and if maybe one or two other people are on the chat, on the call and not on the chat. So please join us on the chat. And if you don't know where we are, if you go to the Ontolog Wiki Recent Changes, the hackathon page, would be at the top. And that probably also has a link to where the meeting details are.
Ken, once you get on, do you want to lead this part of the discussion, or do you want me to continue? You probably need to start, Stephen.
Well, please continue.
Please continue. Okay. All right. So, let's see. I don't think either Joanne or James are on, but just starting at the top, you know, H1 and H2 both relate to the GEF framework, the General Ontology Evaluation Framework. H1 is looking, my reading essentially is of an ontology for use cases. As I mentioned, Ken's use case ontology might be a good, it's certainly worth looking at to see if it basically is a good fit for this application. So we may have a good candidate in mind already. And H2, I think, is more essentially just a design review of the GEF framework overall, and particularly probably looking at the suitability of the FADI framework. I wasn't previously familiar with that. But, you know, followed up, you know, some of the links there. And it is a semantic web-based framework. And independently, we thought that actually might be a good ontolog talk for the future to learn more about it. So particularly since it's the same people involved and the same project overall, and, you know, we may have a partial solution, at least a partial solution for each one, you know, that was what motivated the merging those two. But the H3 is
comment. Yeah, H1, H2, and if I remember
A1, I believe it is.
If I remember Joanne correctly in her presentation last week, I mean it's closely associated with A1. I mean, I wish she or James was here. Then we could ask them whether we could merge those three. together. Would that make sense? I know. Let's ask around. If someone is strictly interested in implementing Jeff, I mean, with the SADI framework, then H2 will make sense. If we don't have support, I know Joanne has been asking around, and so far no one has responded to her solicitation. So, if used that way, then it might help just to focus the efforts and merge H1, H2, and A1 together and make it an application clinic project. Just using the Jeff process and approach, and not quite so much the tool that has yet to be implemented for it. Thoughts?
Yeah, so I mean, it seems like, as you say, there's really sort of the tool and the application. And I think they've got overlapping, but not fully overlapping communities. You know, the Albany folks, for example, I think are involved in iTunes. They're not necessarily involved in Jeff. And you know, one might think of also as iTunes as kind of an initial use case for Jeff as well. So one option might be to basically essentially have, you know, a application clinic involving Jeff, and then let the folks involved, you know, based on their interests and so forth, you know, figure out how much of the balance should be essentially between the tools and the application.
Okay, so Mike, maybe you type that into the chat, and at least Joanne and James can look at it, and we could discuss further. And, unless other people on this call have a suggestion or thoughts on this. The pushback if we are consolidating too much, I mean, I am sort of the opinion that only have like a handful of projects, but it looks like we're not going to be that few.
Okay. Let's see. Should we, any other comments on Jeff or, I guess, really iTunes at that point as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. H3 is a project that we've been very interested in doing in OOR for a while. Ken is also on, so he may want to comment. You know, we, at least in Ken and Peter's and I discussed, I think we came to the conclusion that this was more sort of an OOR project, you know, rather than an Ontology Summit project. And, you know, while it's an enabler for a lot of evaluation, that it wasn't kind of, you know, focused on evaluation itself. So I think our suggestion was essentially to, you know, continue to pursue this in OR, but not think of it basically as an Ontology project, Ontology Summit project.
Although since Ken is here, maybe Ken can comment on it. If Ken and Maximo can work on H3 prior to the dates, then it would be just great. The results from that OR Keeper project will feed very well into the OntoHub OR OOPS integration. Thoughts, Ken? Would that be Ken, you have a response to this? I can hear Ken now, and until you probably have to reconnect. I feel that you want to turn off, but not entirely.
Yeah, I'm going to have to switch to a different line.
Ken, okay, I'm referring to Ken now.
I just have a small question. This keeper, could you provide a link to that? Because I haven't found it by Google.
So while Ken is trying to get the link of keeper to Till.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, Ken.
We can hear you even just now, actually.
Okay, great. I'm not sure why Skype wasn't working, but anyway, it seems to work now. So I agree with this, the fact that OOR keeper integration is not a good match to the summit. But in the long run, I think it would be very helpful to have that kind of infrastructure for evaluation. So the hope is that the APIs that are going to be developed in connection with the hackathon will be compatible with the use cases and API for OOR, so that these two could hopefully be integrated in the future. So is everybody aware of the use cases and for OOR and the API that was developed?
Yeah, I think if you post the use case link on the chat, and also post, Till is asking you about a link to the keeper information. I believe you and Maximo did give a presentation on key at one point.
Oh, yeah,
if you paste those links onto the chat, that would be great. One question I have on the chat is, can you and Maximo actually get that implemented before the hackathon date? Because if you that would be great.
No, we're not going to be able to get that integration before the hackathon date.
So, Ken, I know that you shared some of the API and got some feedback from, I believe it was Till, as well on that. So that, I think, was very helpful as a precursor here. When you do add the link, you might add it to the web page as well.
Which web page?
To the hackathon clinic. There's a number of other things. There just isn't one.
So, yeah, I'm interested in further developing this API. So I have taken the BioPortal API, which basically Ken has sent me as the current OOR API, and have basically changed this or indicated where changes are needed from an onto-hub point of view to make this really multi-ontology language suited. And the question where could we host such a discussion of the API? Could this be in the Ontolog wiki somehow? You could also use the OntoHub wiki. I'm not sure.
Yeah, my time is the OR dev email list, but I don't know if Kenneth either have other thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
we actually had a series of workshops on the OR. So this would fit very well into that workshop series.
Yeah, Till, I was muting you because your line seems to be in conflict with Ken's line. So either one of you has to be muted at one time.
Uh-huh, really?
Yes. So,
we had another line. Maybe I'll try one more line.
Yeah, for now, no, don't worry. For now, on to lockdown. But in the longer run, it is on to lockdown because, I mean, this discussion is driving towards the hackathon. After the hackathon, I mean, all the work are on the same day. It's easy to sort of migrate the content and consolidate it. Probably at OR. OR would be a good place for it.
At this juncture, Dev, right, Peter?
Yeah, Ontel of Dev is designated for the hackathon. So maybe let's do it on Ontel of Dev for now. Unless, I mean, there are other opinion. OR Dev is okay too. So, but other people like the Oops people are not subscribed to Ontel. We could subscribe them. So maybe at this point, we could ask Maria to say something, because I noticed she just announced the RESTful APIs or web services on the protege list this morning my time. Maria?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yeah. Yes, we have announced the web services today, and I just heard about the multi language for the ontologies, and I'm not sure who was talking about that use case.
The use case ontology was a piece of work that Ken Poplowski has done before.
Ah, okay. Okay.
If you look at like .40, Ken posted a link to the use cases for OR.
Sorry?
If you look at the chat,
yes.
The last four links, the
yes.
last one, last link goes to the use case description ontology, and then four lines above that, so
mm-hmm.
use cases page.
Yes, I was looking at those links, but I'm not sure how it matches with the Oops services. Like, you need.
Well, that's the hackathon exercise, I suppose. That's what we're trying to do for the hackathon weekend, to make those two APIs talk to each other, or at least define a set of APIs that would work for both. So, Maria, can you post a link to your announcement?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Here is the information about the services. Do you need the link to the announcement?
Yes, if you
so
please.
That is enough. I can't find the...
Maybe you can forward that same announcement to the Ontolog desk list. That way the group here will
mm-hmm.
get your announcement, and also its document archived there as well.
I'm looking for it. Sorry. I cannot find the link to the announcement.
Then forward your link to Ontolog Dev, if you can. Yeah, I found the link. You do the forwarding. I will
Okay. While you're doing that, shall we move on to H4?
Please, yeah.
I think of H4 as kind of the canonical hackathon project here. I think it's really nicely focused and involves multiple groups and, clearly fits the evaluation focus given OOPS there. So, I gather the groups have been communicating some already. So I think that's a very nice fit to do. Do other folks have comments?
H4? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Do I have comments?
Mike, you have to repeat yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do other folks have comments on H4?
And Natalie.
Yeah.
Hands is up.
Oh, Natalie.
So I just have one question regarding the API. So, OOPS already has some RESTful API. Maria just has posted the link, and we want to integrate this into OntoHub, so we could do this directly using this API. But we could also first, like it's indicated in the comment there, to the H4 proposal, that we first align this somehow with the general OR API. And then the question is how to do this.
Yeah. What? One of my thoughts. Go ahead. Go ahead. Whoever else was starting to speak. Was that Ken? Okay. So I guess I'll go ahead with my comment. So one thought I had was that the API may really be more something that is used on the Ontology repository side with OntoHub and OOR. So having some, substitutability there, basically, of essentially the BioPortal code base and the OntoHub code base, allowing either to interact with OOPS, I think, would be attractive. My guess is that API might have less influence on the OOPS API, but might have less influence on this, since it's just be writing bridge code that between the two APIs. Ken may have some thoughts on that as well, I suspect.
Which project are you talking about? Which
H4, the OntoHub OOPS integration.
Oh yes. Well, that's, again, would like to make sure that the APIs and architecture are compatible with the other groups, actually. So it seems like a number of people have developed their own APIs at this point. And so rather than, starting to diverge, it'd be nice if we could converge a little bit on these.
But do you see OOPS actually being that affecting the OOPS API significantly, or is it really the OntoHub and OOR APIs?
Well, the hope is that the OOR would include the ability to do evaluation. I mean, it would seem like a natural thing for a repository to include evaluation. In fact, the BioPortal does. And so having an appropriate way to integrate evaluation tools into the OOR would seem to be very useful. And, this may actually be the method of choice for doing evaluations.
Okay. Let's see. I'm a little worried about time as we're going through. I think, Peter, you would kind of indicate probably an hour and a half total, say. We're getting some background noise as well. Okay. Are there other comments on the OntoHub OOPS integration?
One more. The OntoHub original proposal was OntoHub to OOPS, but now it's OntoHub OR to OOPS and other tools. So I was wondering, I mean, it's unfortunate that Samir is not on this call, but I would like to ask whether the OQueer people and the and hopefully whether the OntoQA people have a desire or could also sort of make an integration effort. So Maria has her hand up. Maria? You have to repeat. I just unmuted you.
Okay. I have no clear idea of what goals you need from OOPS API to be compatible or to be integrated into all or so that you could not use the web services as the web service as it is.
This is the exercise that the group will work on over that that hackathon.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk. We will work on the actual work at the hackathon.
Yeah, we can use the API of OOPS as it is and integrate or basically make OntoHub speak this API. So that's basically one work task in the hackathon. But then there is the question whether we should try to generalize this, that this becomes a general API for evaluation tools. But maybe this is a second step then.
Okay.
So I think a larger integration effort would be great if it's successful. I think that adds a little more risk and a little less focus to it. That's kind of my comment there.
What do you?
On adding more projects to H4, expanding H4.
H4, okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I'll finally move on to H5. Also, if we talked about that a little bit more. One of the things I liked about this was there was a lot of excitement, among on the email list about that. The one downside I saw was that I didn't see necessarily how it was tied to evaluation.
I believe Joel has agreed that H5 now becomes A3, and we'll start the evaluation, the application clinic, and hopefully continue this project from the ontology-based standards initiative.
Yeah, that's why I didn't comment, is because I thought it moved. Sorry.
Right, yeah, and Peter has updated already to make it A3, so I guess at the end of the telecom, we'll move it down there for that. Okay, great, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, H6 is basically looking at some of the work that's being done with Purple Semantic Media Wiki, in part to support the Ontology Summit, a new Ontology Summit website. Peter, this is the one where you helped to engage some of the SMW hackers as well.
Yes.
And
ourselves.
This project has actually been going on already. There's been, a lot of work from a number of people, both earlier on PSMW itself and then specifically on the Summit website.
Hopefully by the time of the hackathon, we'll have a lot of Ontology Summit contact on the TSMW, as well as the survey content, the ontology, its quality and fitness software tools survey content there, and then one of the among the hackathon efforts will be slicing and dicing the semantically tagged content to generate interesting results.
Okay. So there's already a community built up around that. So I think it's one of the ones that we want to do as well. So okay. Let's see. H7 with controlled natural language. For policy evaluation. Yuri, did you want to comment about this? Or in particular, have you identified some other collaborators for this? We probably need to start 7. I think Yuri is on. We're not hearing you, Yuri, if you're talking.
No, we're not hearing you, Yuri. Okay, I just unmuted you. Try again.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me right now?
We can hear you now, yes.
Okay. I'll just try to promote my alternative approach to the ontology evaluation. Like I try to deliver the idea that you mostly try to evaluate some construction engineering approach. And like I tried to explain, if you have some new entity like line and you want to estimate how long it will live, you can say, but if you see the small baby dog, you say it will live approximately 10 years, or if you see the baby human, you say approximately 70, 80 years, not just because you have the tool to estimate the genes, but because, you know, the population, the experience living with the populated people and dogs. And that approach, like I try to call this here as bio paradigm estimation, who is surviving. So to push some environment to estimate the surviving skills, like. And I put it already. I just did a few steps ahead, and I put it in Digitora. I left it with the link. Probably you have it right now. And I just, and if you have a few seconds, you will probably get the idea what I did. So the at the bottom of the page, you see ontology span, ontology branch 1, and ontology branch 2. So ontology span, this is the estimated part of the two competing ontology 1 and 2. I put it both in the like very strange position, like in Wiki and in Sentry. And the in Google Plus. So if you can see, it's already linked. And I try to show that because the tool is based on the Google App Engine, so it's free at Reasoner pilot running there already. So we may consider easy to push the different group of people running its own like semantic websites and pushing similar ontologies in competition, and they probably could have a chance to build something common core or common stem, which is will growing through this competition process. And that is like the scope, the model, how it could be organized. But, that is my proposal, people, to just spend a few hours to share ideas, how we can organize the bioparadigm for the ontology. And that one more like point to promote this idea that if you consider ontologies as an engineering construction, it's one point and you probably right to try to find some tools there and approaches to estimate these ontologies. But we could consider ontologies as the like form for living thoughts of people, knowledge. Knowledge, it's not like something which could be engineered. You probably know, and but as a life, so like you should get a form to develop to demonstrate more and more in the like interchangeable form, like what we can see and fix and share. but the like real knowledge it's not we can read in a book or in a web. That is like idea. If we put something growing the process, we could expect that it will be estimated through the some bioparadigm. So that is my main point, and I already prepared this tool to just discover something, maybe to take a look, to argue, to share, and to deliver this message. That is what I try to promote. Thanks.
Okay. Are there other folks that are interested in participating in this proposal?
I guess the people already estimate they willing to participate, so it's not a problem if I just stay aside. My idea to just share this idea is already in the page, and I'm happy. So really, I did the most what I would like to do, and now I can play with the different use cases. Like I put right now the marriage, very simple. Ontology, just to show how the reasoner working here, and I plan to maybe do some simple model of transportation ontology just as a model. But really, it could solve a real problem. If you change something in the web, reasoner can deliver the new solution for you. Depends on how they do the core ontology. And third is my idea to investigate the automaton, elementary automaton, like Stefan Wolfram research in the view of ontology, because I expect that we, even for a very simple ontology, we can't estimate the rule will be related to one of four classes opened by Stephen Wolfram. That's interesting, because I guess we can find out the some more fundamental issue in the reasoner's possibility.
Okay. It occurred to me that even if we don't do this as a collaborative hackathon project, that you know, having an ontolog session at some point on control natural language might be really helpful. There seems to be a resurgence in that area, and one thing that I just learned about was there's actually going to be a track at RULML on basically using human language for or control language for expressing rules. So.
I use the control language approach just to to get as much as many people as possible to be involved in the ontology writing. So we should promote the easy way to put semantic information on the web. That's why I put the semantic content in the branch 2 in the just Google Plus blog. So if you, anybody who would like to address to some reasoner can just type control language knowledge or just information, facts or rules, and trying to grow the core ontology. We organize something which collects the successful pieces of ontology for the sharing. That was the first idea to bring the control language approach to the creating the environment for the ontology competition or natural competition situation in the web.
Okay. Let's see. So any other comments from anybody else? Or all right, let's move on to the ontology clinic proposal. So Michael, unfortunately, just had to leave a few moments ago, but one of the things that I think we've noted is that we don't have a lot of I think any at this point, really, common logic ontologies coming from other projects at this point in the summit. So it may really kind of be premature to do O1 at least this time around. So although there has been a little discussion on the chat session that I have kind of partially been following. And, you know, that may be something that can be done. Some of those things might be done more offline rather than as a clinic necessarily. Let's see. Any more comments on 01?
Okay. Yeah.
So 02 looks like there are several communities that are interested in doing this. I think two in Russia, and you know, we've gotten comments from other people as well. So, you know, I think this is a good example that that makes sense to do. Any other comments on that? I don't know if any of the I know Victor is online. Let's see. I don't see him. I'm not sure if any of the other participants are. But it looks like it's relatively self-contained. I think a good thing. So 03, I think, is you know, another kind of canonical example of, you know, that, you know, FIBO is kind of a good state, I think, for getting input from other folks. You know, we've got a number of
maybe recently.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This Anatoly, I was muted.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Viktor Grotkin is on vacation for 1 week, and I can comment something.
Oh, okay, yes. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, about 02.
Okay.
And we stick with this proposal, and we not change this for a while. And what we want to do, we simply want to try to apply several of evaluation metrics and evaluation methodologies, like, for example, OOPS, to ISO 15926 ontologies, because this is not true all ontology.
Mm-hmm.
And this is difficult, and this can be cycles in it, for example, because this is not well-founded sets, and many other nuances. And what we want to do, we want to try to read carefully all these all specific algorithm or all specific text of checkpoints and try to recreate it in specific to ISO 15926 terminology. And this is first part. And this will be like brainstorming what we can do.
Yeah.
And the second part, we have a specialized tool that works specifically with 15926. For example, .15926 editor that has a Python language interface to work with ontology. And we try to have code snippets for all the checks that we invent on first date. And I don't know whether it will be a brainstorm for a bunch of checks and then code creation, or we will invent check, then try to prototype it in code, and then try to see what is it. And this is the first part. And the second part, we have a very huge, not very huge, but rather big ontology, engineering ontology, that is JORD, so-called Joint Operation Reference Data Project ontology, about 2,080,000 triples. And we want to apply all these code snippets to better this data set. And this is ontology clinic, because the end result, this is recommendation to joint operational reference data to take care about all the errors, mistakes, and other gaps in this data set. And the secondary result, it will be code snippet that we can use as prototype realization of all these evaluation metrics and evaluation checks. And that is all. And we have several participants.
participants from Russia that interested in it, and maybe they will try to have this code snippets not for our .15926 editor, but for their editor, because their editor, because we have several here. And we have a suggestion from other participants to help us, and you are welcome. And it is one difficulty. We have time shift, jet lag. I don't know how to take time zone. And for example, now in Moscow we have 21. And a quarter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not morning. This is almost night. And I don't know how to organize it in time to have all this international participation. Maybe we will have in Moscow office, and this can be arranged like virtual event. Virtual, this is from virtual world. When we have part real event in real office and part participants from virtual via internet connection. And we're not knowing now how to arrange this from organizational point of view, but we are very confident that it will be interesting from ontology part, because this all clear to us, and that is all.
Sounds good. We will work on the logistics offline. We'll deep talk about calendar and scheduling and timing.
Yeah, and we have a very special requirement to calendar because the third day that Friday, Saturday. 13th of April, we have in COSA meeting, and even in COSA meeting, we have the 15926 group, and most of people will be in the castle in special meeting near Moscow and not available to hackathon or clinic, everything.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I think this is a good proposal with a good sounds like a good team as well. So moving on to 03 again, I think this is kind of a good another really good example. Mike Bennett isn't on, but I know a number of the other folks that expressed interest are. So I think this one is ideal, and we already discussed basically merging at least some of. 04 into 03. So let's see, moving on. So any more comments on 03 or 04?
No, except that we should move quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's see. So application clinics, we talked about merging A1 with H1 and H2. Joanne is non, so I guess we'll need to follow up with her offline about that. We all felt like A2/H8 was, a really good example of dog fooding if we can pull it off. So Amanda, did you want to say more about that? Sorry, Seven.
We aren't hearing you very well.
Sorry, I was volunteering.
Amanda, we're hearing about every. You're
Maybe. Could you type your comment? Really cannot hear you. But I have one comment on this project, though. Among the things that that we could do on the wiki content is that since this is a semantic wiki, we could actually be tagging the content. So what comes out of your project, if your project moves, is stated or scheduled before the wiki content hack, then it would be interesting that some slicing and dicing of the Ontology Summit content could use the ontology or whatever control vocabulary that you might come up with. So it would be very interesting. And I think also the fact that Ali is going to be on your team, because Ali is part of the website team as well, he probably has that in mind already. Oh, Ali is on the call. So Ali, comment.
Peter, I was dropped from the call and just got back on, so I probably missed half of what you said.
Yeah, now you're loud and clear. Yes. So you said you didn't hear what I was saying just now.
Yeah, I lost most of it. I dropped off.
My point is, since the semantic wiki hack, it could use an ontology of ontology evaluation if we really want to get the best out of this summit. So you might want to schedule your work before the semantic the wiki hack, then that hackathon project could make use of whatever comes out of a product that gets delivered from your ontology of ontology evaluation.
Okay.
I was thinking Ali probably had part of that in mind, but he's online, but I cannot hear him say
that. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. So.
I think it would be ideal for us to do that. Speaking with Amanda, I don't know if we can get a vocabulary that everyone would agree on. I think our initial thought was that we see what we can get and use that as motivation to get a better version of it in the future. So I don't know to what degree the status of the description of the ontology evaluation content itself, I don't know if the vocabulary will be mature enough to really deploy on the website. Samantha?
We may have, so my thought is that there has been a lot more moving towards consensus in terms of fundamentals. People, I think, might quibble with particular ways of whether they prefer one view of it or another. But this sort of raises competing considerations. My inclination is to go with a more expressive modeling technique that allows it to be sliced and diced multiple ways fairly easily. I don't know what the requirements, what the representation requirements are for website use. But it could be that we can slice a view off of the big thing and that's simple enough for website use. But we can coordinate that talking about what those requirements are for website use and figure it out.
Yeah, that would be great discussion leading up to the hackathon, definitely.
I do like having a real use case.
Yes.
So
this will be real and with context, even.
Yeah.
Back to Mike.
Okay. Let's see. I think it would probably be useful to kind of record some summary information from this.
I posted my summary to the chat. If everyone looks at that, so we have two projects that are subject to participation, and if we don't count those two, then we've consolidated 7. And I sort of arbitrarily named 7 people as sort of point people, and asked them to sort of update the the project document. So if anyone has issue with this sort of summary, this is the time to say it.
So Peter, this list looks good to me, and I think it was consistent with what I was thinking. One question, do we want to update the original project documents in email, or do we want to just update the website? I think the website is probably what's going to get the most attention.
Yes, please. Yeah, if you can update the website directly, if you want to discuss and then finalize and post to the mailing list, I can transfer that to the website. And since these are final documents, please submit a PDF version for the archives. That would be great too. But it's the same content. Is that okay?
Okay. Let's see. Do we want to move on to the scheduling discussion?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we now have seven, and then we have three target dates. They're not target dates, but three candidate dates. So with the people with the seven projects sort of type onto the chat, any constraints or preferences, I mean, do you have? Let's assume this. Let's assume the weekend are 2 days, but we'll use the first day as the real date and the second day as a backup date. And then also, each project will take 1 day. So if you're on the first weekend and you don't get done, then you might get your group to come in on the second weekend or something. But officially, each project has 1 day. And if you are on multiple projects, my suggestion is you don't want to be both your projects to be on the same day. And that's where we'll have to do some massaging. So would that be okay? I will post the link to the three dates right now. So the three candidate dates are March 30th and 31st, so it's essentially 30th. Friday, Saturday, I'm sorry. These are all Friday, Saturday means Saturday, Sunday, I believe. Let's see. Yeah.
Peter, did you want Friday, Saturday or Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, it should be Saturday, Sunday. It's a typo.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So any preferences or constraints, please try to type it up onto the chat now. I will, since we are almost close to time, we are not going to harmonize them now. I will take those inputs and then I will sort of send out some possibilities on the mailing list, and then we can consolidate on the mailing list.
Do we have more comments on the scheduling here, or we'll follow up? So I guess the last topic was essentially planning for Thursday's telecon. I think my thought at this point is that Ken, Peter, and I would give kind of a overview of the process and the the list of the individual projects, and then essentially probably I think it would be good to have the champions for each project discuss those for, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, kind of as a, in large part, basically as kind of a recruiting effort for the rest of the community. Does that seem like that fits?
Yes.
Other things that we want to cover?
No, so this will be it. So is the seven project champions okay with them? Because you will be expected to do let's say 8 minute presentation on your project. But since you will be turning in the project document this Friday, just getting those into two or three slides should be okay, right?
Yeah, Peter, this is Joel. I'm not convinced I would have anything substantial enough to put together for a slide, but I'd be happy to speak.
Okay, good. Tell people what you want to do, who you want to recruit to the event, and what you expect of them.
Yep. So, Joel, I think even just a little background on BACnet, assuming that people aren't familiar with it, would be helpful.
Oh, okay. Now I got to do some slides.
Okay. Not gory detail, but at least enough to have some idea what it really is about.
And okay.
Maybe a glimpse of what the current definitions of the ontology would be based on look like.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy to put that together.
Okay. Is there any other business you want to cover today? Well, thank you, everyone, for participating, and I think it was a very good talk. So we'll look forward to following up. Peter, it's next Thursday, right?
Yeah, 28th would be next Thursday, and of course, we will probably have quite a bit of time for discussion as well, and we will consolidate. But by next Thursday, we should also have exact dates for the hackathons as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.